You know what? I am one lucky son of a bitch. Let me tell you why. Hello there, this is D, and welcome to Uneven. If you hear a little noise in the background, that's because Murphy, my dog, is sitting up in an old beat-up love seat I have in the basement with me and chewing on his bone right next to me. So that noise you hear in the background, maybe that's Murphy chewing on his bone. And I'm just going to let it play out. I was thinking about trying to make it quieter, but that's just my life and I love it. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Oh. So this morning I got up. This morning, there goes my voice. This morning, I woke up, and I showered, walked the dog, got a little eggs, fed my dog, and drove my wife to the airport. Shanna's flying home, flying not home, she was home. She's flying to Florida to help out her friend. If you listened to our last episode, you might be abreast of what's going on. I'll put a link to that episode in our show notes. She's heading down to Florida to help her out. We have a friend who needs some support right now. And that's what we're doing. So she's going to do that. I still may, you know, drive down and spend some time with them down there. But most likely I'll just stay here, take care of Murphy, hold down the fort until she gets back. And I'm not sure when that is. She bought a one-way ticket down there, and it could be a week, could be 2 weeks. I don't really know how long she's gone. And that brings up the topic for today's podcast. After I dropped her off at the airport, I stopped by, picked up a chai at the coffee shop, and came home, said hi to my puppy dog, let him out for a little bit. Had a good cry for about 15 minutes or so, which I do when my wife leaves, or I leave from her side. And then I picked up this recorder and I thought I'd talk to you because that's what I do on this podcast, is I talk to you about when the emotions hit me and what's going on. And I'm not going to make this whole podcast all about me. It just is as we're kicking it off because that's all I have right now. But I actually want to put that call out there. I want to talk to you all and I want to get more takes of what people are going through and have some, you know, conversations with people, everyday individuals like me and you who are just going through the shit now and then. And that's what I want to do. But right now, most of it's me because it's all I have right now. But as we build this audience, hopefully some of you will reach out to us on our feedback form on our website at easinganxiety.com/feedback or through comments or whatever, and I'll get a chance to have those conversations too. And I really look forward to that. I really do. But right now, this is me. But I'm talking about me only because I think it relates to you all too. I opened this episode up with "I'm one lucky son of a bitch." And the reason I said that is for the same reason why I just spent the last 15 to 20 minutes crying here in my house. And that's because I miss my wife when she's gone. This is not uncommon for me. Usually when I leave for a long trip or she leaves for a long trip, I break down the day she leaves. And then I slowly get into a groove and build myself up throughout the time that she's gone. And I do better and I start working and I get in a rhythm and I get more accustomed to it. I still miss her a lot, but I get more accustomed to it. But it really got me thinking about, okay, I want to share this experience with you all, but at the same time, I want to talk about why I'm so emotional. And, you know, and I'm not afraid to say this. Yeah, I know. You know, I'm not going to get into all the what's, you know, it's not manly or whatever it is, or I seem weak or whatever it is. But look, when I share my emotions and my love for my wife, I don't give a damn. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And if it makes me cry, I'm going to do that too, because that's how I feel about my wife. And I think actually sharing that is pretty damn strong. So I'm not about to be afraid to do that. And I'm not, against, I'm not taking this into some masculinity political thing because, I'm a guy and I defend guys a lot of the times because, we go through a lot of shit too. And I think this world has forgotten about that a little bit. But the truth is, we struggle just as much as anybody struggles. And sometimes, we just want to be heard too. But we don't always know how to say it and to be heard. And that's complicated. And I've heard that not just from me and from other people, but from so many people I've worked with. And there's my phone. And that is my sister calling. So let me grab that and I'll be right back. There, everybody, this is my sister Tracy on the phone. Tracy, you want to say hi?
Greetings, folks. I hope you could have a blessed day.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you very much, Tracy. I'll be right back. And I am back. That was my sister. And she says hi, as you noticed. Sorry, she had called and I wanted to chat with her for a little bit. She was checking on me, actually, and I really appreciate that. This is my, I have one sibling, my older sister. She's 4 years older than me, and we check on each other, especially now that we both lost our parents recently, and just making sure each one is fine. And that's kind of feeds that whole topic I was talking about, which is the people in our lives. And when I opened this and said that I am incredibly blessed, or I'm the luckiest son of a bitch, or whatever I said, it's been, I feel like it's been forever. I'm referring to having someone and multiple people, but especially that someone in my life as a companion. I mean, this is something we all know about. I'm not saying anything new here, but I think when my wife leaves is when it really, one of the things my wife and I say to each other quite often is that, and when we take trips or whatever, it's the benefit of missing each other. I get to miss you. And I think sometimes that's a good reminder. And it's one of the reasons we take trips. Not the real reason, but it's one of the benefits of trips is a chance to miss each other. And I think that's good. I have been blessed that I found somebody who I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. We just had our anniversary, so we are now been married 28 years. And I cannot imagine this life without her. She is my, it's the things we're looking for in this relationship. She's my love, but she's also my companion, my best friend, the person I go to when I have a problem or when I need comfort or when I, something great happened and I want to celebrate. This is the person I go to. And I'm really bummed in the world today because it seems like so many people aren't finding that. It feels like the day and age I came from, it was so much easier to find that someone. It was built around that. That was how our world, we were built around these couples and marriage and all those kinds of things. And there was a benefit to that. But then divorce started to increase, and now many people aren't even getting married and are more interested in fluid relationships that come and go. And I think the part you miss is that part we don't talk about so much, which is that companion, that trust, that person you can count on, that stability. And I know marriages crash and burn and people make mistakes and things fall apart sometimes. Marriage isn't easy. But with the right person, it's completely worth the effort. But I just wanted to say, from a point of gratitude, how grateful I am that I found someone. And that I've been together with this person for 28 years, and I look so forward to the next 28. I think that's pretty awesome. And I don't mind saying so. I think it's important for us to know when and where to share our emotions. I don't think our emotions should be shared everywhere. I just don't. I think there's a place for stoicism. I really do. I think there's a place for traits where we, work has to get done. People who are defending our country, you have to defend our country. You have to do the job. You have to get things done. When my parents both passed, I went into this get her done mode I've talked about, which is just I had things I had to accomplish. I had to set up a funeral services for them and figure out the estate and sell a house and do all these things that come with this and benefits and VA benefits and Medicaid and Medicare. And God, it was such a nightmare. There are times in our life when emotions aren't something that's beneficial at the time. But there needs to be a time when you express those emotions. And the problem, I think, with a lot of, with sometimes with people who are more stoic, is that they never go back. They never allow themselves to process. And that's where I'm at now. That cry spell this morning was half for my wife and missing her and having that companionship. But it's still half lingering for the grief of losing my parents and my close friend and my cousins and the people I've lost in the last few years. It's funny because those emotional releases are almost never about one thing. It's often that thing that triggers it. But there's so much other crap that comes up as we do that. But I am so utterly grateful that I found someone, and I am so empathetic to those who don't. I feel for those who don't. And I think sometimes that stoicism, like I said, we need to have that strength to get through things. But we also need to have that time and place where we process, where we dump, where we let it all out. Because of my experience with benzos and my neurological issues and heightened anxiety and emotions, I do more of that than I used to. I used to be more stoic and more, business oriented and more driven and everything in my life. I was that way for a long time, especially the 12 years that I was taking Klonopin. Because that really suppressed some of my emotions, and I just kept doing things. But coming off that, boy, the floodgates open, and all of a sudden, all that stuff comes back. And it's great, it's wonderful. I mean, processing emotional release is a powerful thing. I just had one this morning, and I'm feeling better already talking to you. But I also agree there's a time and place. Just as there's a time and place for all types of response to situations. And I don't think anybody's wrong, especially when something difficult happens. Some people let it all out immediately, and some people hold on for a while and work the problem. I'm the latter, usually, when things happen. Except when my wife leaves, and then I just break down and become a puddle mess of crying and tears. And, no, not kidding. No, I was hanging out with my dog, and I'm just letting it out. And even as I'm letting it out, I'm in the back of my head, I'm consciously realizing I need to keep this going, keep doing it, think about it, process it, because I'm gonna feel better if I do. And this is that process I'm going through. But that wasn't the original reason or topic for this. My original reason was just to talk about relationships and people in our lives and gratitude. I think we live in a world now where we're so focused on the me, what I want, what I feel, what I think, and anybody that says it differently or gets in the way is written off. It does seem like that happens a lot. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like that happens. It seems like we're somewhat selfish, and I'm guilty of that too. But that doesn't feed the loneliness epidemic that's hitting us in this world today, and it is significant. And I hear of it. And my God, when I was going through with the benzo podcast, the people that would write into me that are going through benzo withdrawal, severe neurological issues, physiological, psychological, of all sorts, and have no one, no one. And those are the ones that really get to me. Hey, my wife just texted me. She said, I'm going to get right back to that, I promise. But she said she is in a window seat. Yay, she was hoping she might get one, not be in the middle again as she did last time. So I'm going to write back to her and remind her how much I love her. But I feel for people like that because I do think we're not training people. We're not educating people to have the skills for a relationship. Because relationships aren't about me. They're not about me all the time. That's exactly what a relationship is about. It's about compromise. It's about sharing. It's about doing things for the other person and the other person doing things for you. And it seems like this is something that's foreign to many of us today. I don't know. It just seems that way. But I feel for those individuals. I can tell you right now, if I look at my phone, since I dropped my wife off at the airport, we have texted, and I do not text much, trust me. I am not a big texter. We have texted about 23 times. And half of those have hearts in them. So if that tells you anything about how I feel for my wife, that's just how I am. And I'm not unique. I'm not some great husband. God, I'm not. I make a lot of mistakes. I've had a lot of problems. Many of you who have lived through me on the Benzo Free podcast, you know I've struggled with so many things. And my wife has had to go through those with me and still does. But what I do know is what's most important in my life. Yes, the train whistle, that is my phone. And she just texted me, I love you so much, with two hearts. And I'm going to write back the same thing. I said, I love you so, with three hearts. See, I have to outdo her. You know, it's a competition. I don't share a lot about the relationship like this kind of stuff. This is just an exception with my wife because it's also private. And 99% of the conversations we have will not show up on this podcast because they don't need to be. You don't need to know them. I don't want to bore you to death. But also because it is between two people. But that relationship is so important. And for me, I know that's my number one priority. For some people, their number one priority is faith. For some people, it's a relationship. For some people, it's success. For some people, it's finding that bliss or that job or that meaning in life. For some people, it's doing good for the world. For some people, it could be all kind, it could be just pure pleasure. It could be pure giving. It can be whatever, but not everybody's the same. For me, I have some history, family history. I'm not counseling. You're not my counselor today. I'm not going to go into the details here, but I have a hole, I think might be a good way to put it, a hole in my background and where I have my biggest fear probably is being alone. And yet, I've lived alone, and I've lived alone several times. And I get used to it and I figure it out. And I think it's really good for me that I knew I was able to do that. But I also know equally having somebody with me is my number one priority. So my marriage, I put number one. in my life. Not because I'm some, like I said, great husband or altruistic or anything like that, because this means the most to me. So I want to take care of it. So I go out of my way to do things to try to make sure my wife knows how I feel about her, and she does the same for me. And I think that's pretty wonderful. And that's why I'm one lucky son of a bitch. I wish I had the thing to say to those of you who are alone or can't find that person or have been searching and winding up short each time. And I wish I knew, you know, the phrase, the sentence, the magical lesson to share with you that suddenly is going to change everything. And I don't. I don't have that. I know I don't have that. But I feel for you. If that's what you want. Some people, being alone is fantastic, and I think that's great if that's what you want. I know that's not what I want. And one of the things that's unique with my wife and I is, and I hear this a lot, you know, in all the love poems and love stories and love movies and everything, and yes, I watch those too, and yes, I like those sometimes. I'm not about to put myself above. God, I'm a mixture of so many things. But one of the things you hear quite often is, you know, I can't live without you. I need you. Without you, I could not be here. It's that in love, you know, craziness and infatuation and obsession that comes with love sometimes. And while I am crazy about my wife, one thing my wife and I remind each other of now and then is that we would be okay without the other one. We'll survive. I know I'd survive without my wife, and I know my wife would survive without me. We would be pretty miserable for a long time. But we would eventually put our lives together, get help, and find a way to move on. And my wife is shutting down, and the doors are closing. Sorry, not my wife is shutting down. The doors are closing the airport, and she is signing off, so I just hope she has a good flight. And I do need her, and I mean, I do want her. And that's the thing, that's what I was trying to get to, was in my opinion, relationships are really powerful, most powerful when you don't absolutely need the other person. I don't need my wife. I can survive without her. My wife doesn't need me. She can survive without me. We don't want to be without each other. We choose every single day to be with that person. Because life is so much better with that person than it is without. And to me, that's a pretty healthy relationship. I might be wrong, but that's pretty healthy. I don't want somebody to be so in love with me that they will wither and die without me. I don't want that. I want independence in somebody that I love, and my wife is an independent person. And equally so, I am independent. We can survive without each other. But we would really prefer to have each other in our lives. I think one of the primary keys I find from a good relationship, a good close relationship like that, is someone who you can trust, rely on. The stability of having that in your life is priceless to me. For some of us, that's our parents, because we can trust our parents and rely on them. For some of us, it's other friends, really close friend, maybe a sibling, Maybe your own children. But I think it's nice to have that in a lover too, in a companion, in a soulmate. And for me, that's my wife. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So for the next several days, I'm not sure how long she's gone on this trip, but for the next several days, you might be hearing from me a little more often. I have some time on my hands. I know my emotions will be running around, and I have a lot of topics I would love to address here. So I hope you don't get, a little irritated or tired of me, but I'm hoping to get a few more podcast episodes out, including a new benzo-free one here coming really soon.
Hey, this is Dee. Sorry for this brief interruption. I do need to remind everyone that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should never be considered medical, psychological, or professional health advice of any kind. If you or someone you know is dealing with significant mental health issues, please seek professional help. Resources can be found in our show notes and on our website at unevenpodcast.com. And now, back to the podcast.
I'm going to close this one out now because I think I've run this, I've run this down, but I want to shout out to my sister, who actually has started to listen to this podcast. Thank you so much. She's pretty amazing. And for willing to talk on here and say hello via the phone. Shout out to my friends, to everybody who also listens, JB, I know who listens to this podcast, my friends, and just to, but not people just who listen, but just to the people in my life who provide companionship. I need somebody to share this life experience with. I want somebody to share this life experience, I guess is a better term. That means a lot to me, and I'm grateful for the people who have chosen to share their lives with me and vice versa. I think that's pretty cool. So thank you to all those individuals, and including all those individuals who listen to this podcast. Because I'm sharing my life with you and the lives of those who I'm hopefully talking to soon on this podcast. And many of you have written back and commented and have shared your lives with me, and I thank you for that. But for those of you who are feeling isolated, alone, abandoned, hopeless maybe, don't give up. You never know when lightning's going to strike. And that goes for relationships as much as anything. When I met my wife, I had finally come, I was living alone in Colorado by myself. No friends, really had gotten isolated, and I had finally gotten to a place inside of myself where I realized I was okay if I was going to be alone the rest of my life. I'm not saying that's what I wanted, but I'd gotten strong, and I was feeling good, and I was okay, and I could handle this life alone. Literally within a week, the phone rang, and it was a girl I ran into 2 years ago, back in Kansas City. And a little over a year later, she became my wife. And I had already given up on that, for the most part. You never know where it's going to come or where it's going to come from. Just be open to it, if that's what you want. Be open to it, because you never know where you're going to find that person who values you and your companionship as much as you value theirs. But just remember, it is a two-way street. You need to think about their needs and their wants almost as much as you do of your own. To be realistic, I don't think most of us really think about somebody else's needs more than our own, even though we sometimes say so. I'm not sure that's totally true. I know it's not true for me. But I do try to, and I think quite often about what my wife needs and wants, and I try to do my best to help her with that. And if it's something that conflicts with what I want, we talk about it, and we figure it out. Well, I'm going to head upstairs, and then I'm going to edit this down and hopefully get it out this afternoon. It gives me something to do and keeps me busy, and I thank you all for listening to me ramble on today and providing me some company. Relationships come in all flavors and sizes. And today, you lifted my spirits. I say that, it sounds corny, I know, and may not even seem realistic, but the truth is, when I grab this recorder and I start talking to you, I feel a little better. And for that, I am grateful. Like I said, I'm one lucky son of a bitch. Have a good day.